Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Glad you have joined us here on this beautiful Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. We are in the studio this morning with Mary Ballard, the director for this year's Christmas Connection 2013. She'll be talking all about Christmas Connection along with one of her volunteers, Patricia McCray. And we have another episode of IMAX UMAX from Emily Brown there at the Challenger Learning Center. Lots of fun things going on over there at Challenger Learning Center for the holidays. And our very own lovely Heather Thomas with another edition of Women to Watch. You'll have her guest with us, so stay tuned. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So here we are on a beautiful Saturday. A little chilly today, but hey, why not? It's Thanksgiving weekend, heading into the Christmas holiday, and wow, we are just thrilled that you've been able to find your way to the radio, or if you're listening online, thank you for joining us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here every Saturday morning at our home station, Freedom 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, and having a great time talking with those folks who make this town what it is that makes Tallahassee a little different, a little more involved in the lives of its citizens, the people who are you and I, looking to people like Christmas Connection, looking to help them do what they do. So we've got Mary Ballard talking about Christmas Connection 2013, the director for this year's program. She's also the program coordinator for Catholic Charities. Great individual. You're going to like learning more about Christmas Connection and how Mary is involved in that, and along with Patricia McCray, who is one of their planning committee members and a volunteer with Christmas Connection. Great personal stories. Been lots of news going on around town. Of course, we continue to look at what's going on with the situation for Jameis Winston. It seems like every day there's another revelation. And yet, we continue to wait to see whether or not we are going to have any definitive action from officials. And then again, you've got all kinds of activities going on. By the way, do you know about Tally Connection? These folks have a great community calendar, and we list it on our website. If you go to Tallahassee Talks and then go to community, tallahasseetalks.com, go to the community page, and Tally Connection is one of those calendars that we list there for you. So it's just a great way of staying in touch with or staying on top of all that is going on around town, and especially, for example, LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts. You remember from last week we had Ann with us talking about their fabulous holiday, 50th anniversary holiday show. And that's all happening now. That started It goes from the 29th through December 14th. Thank you. And then again, you have the Christmas Comedy Classics double feature over there at Challenger Learning Center. That's going on now through January 2nd. See, I got my dates mixed up there. But anyway, those are examples of some of the things you can take a part in during the holiday season, not to least of which should include Christmas Connection. We're going to learn about that. And have you heard me talk about Help Us Help Christmas Connection? That's our effort to try to bring awareness to what these folks do. So you can stop by your local Burger King, leave a donation, an unwrapped toy, a clothing item, a non-perishable food item. Go over to Burger King, have lunch or dinner or breakfast, whatever you're into, and leave a donation there. And we'll make sure that all of those donations are delivered directly to the Christmas Connection headquarters out there in the Village Commons Shopping Center. So we make it a little easier on you, and that way we better assist those folks that make Christmas Connection such a powerful program for our community. I want to tell you, too, we've got Heather Thomas standing by. She's going to talk with Rebecca Kelly about food, and Rebecca, for her part, is involved in the food trucks program, all that food trucks are doing around town. We're going to learn about that and how Rebecca Kelly is one of Tallahassee's women to watch, brought to you by Tallahassee Woman Magazine, and we're glad that Heather has joined us. I will say, too, in passing, that this portion of Tallahassee Talks is brought to you by Tommy T's Mighty Lube on Thomasville Road. They're right there in the heart of Midtown, where it is so convenient. You drive into their little driveway, and they've got it all worked out for you. You go in, you get your oil changed, or they can do your brakes, your AC, tune-ups, your shocks, whatever you need. Steve and John are there. They own the shop, and they make sure you get their very best every time. Tommy T's on Thomasville Road in Midtown, just south of the Whataburger, and just what you are looking for in auto care. So with that, let's take a moment here and introduce Heather Thomas, who's going to talk a little bit about Tallahassee's Women to Watch.
I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine, with this morning's Women to Watch segment. I'm here with Rebecca Kelly, who is the owner of the food truck Street Chefs and has also recently opened her first restaurant, Marge's Cafe, in the Northwood Center. I enjoyed talking with Rebecca for the article and the current issue about Thankful Hearts. Rebecca, along with other food trucks, came to the Waverly Hills neighborhood, and it has become a monthly event for the neighborhood that we've all looked forward to. And what is so neat about food trucks is that it does bring people together, that is bringing the community together. And I wanted Rebecca to share a little bit about how she got started with the food truck business and how she's also helping others get going with their own food truck businesses.
Thanks. It's been quite an adventure. We started, the idea for the food truck kind of came to me in 2010 after losing my mother. I decided that I was 36 years old and it was time to try and do my own thing. And I quit my job on May 3rd of 2011. And on May 5th, we opened up Street Chefs. So I always joked that I gave myself a day off. And it was really quite an experience. I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. There was no food truck association. I was the fourth or fifth gourmet style food truck to really open up in Tallahassee. And Food Trucks Thursday had just started. I think we joined in on its third week. So we've been there since almost its inception.
And you're the president of the Food Truck Association.
Yes, I am.
So you're the one who actually created Tallahassee's first Food Truck Association, correct?
Yes, yes. I was one of the founding truck members. There were five other trucks that were founding members. And I was the last one to say not it, so they elected me president, and my term is actually up in December of this year. We have elections in December, but it's been a wonderful experience, a wonderful journey. We created the association out of necessity at first because we needed to have a group that could lease the property that we use for Food Truck Thursday, and we realized very, very quickly that we could turn that association into so much more. So we made it our mission to become a point of information for the public and to act as a liaison between city and state representatives and the small businesses that are the food trucks to try and help with things like regulation and informing the public about how we are regular restaurants, that we are inspected on a very regular basis and that we are safe to eat from. And also to give the public a place, like a one-stop, you know, if you're having an event, you send us an email, we give it to our members, and then the members can get back to you so you don't have to send out 35 emails to, you know, all different trucks or whatever, what have you. So it's kind of an adventure. You know, when we started the association, there were seven of us, and then that jumped to about 13 very quick. And within the first 2 years now, we're up to 23 members. So it's grown, and we've seen a lot of trucks come in and open up and unfortunately close down. But we've seen a lot of trucks come in and open up and thrive, and we try and help them learn from our mistakes, because there was no one there for us to learn from. We kind of had to, you know, pave the way. I get to take a day off during the week, which doesn't happen.
Good for you. It sounds like you deserve it. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for coming in today. And I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine, with this segment's Women to Watch. Thanks again.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Well, here we are, folks, on a Thanksgiving weekend. Certainly hope that you are enjoying it with your family or friends, wherever you may be on this Thanksgiving. And I say that because you may not be in Tallahassee, and yet you can listen to our show online simply by going to TallahasseeTalks.com. You'll find a link there. It takes you to the streaming audio feature. Some of you already know that, and that's how you're hearing us. If you're listening on the radio, you're listening to 93.3 FM, our home for Tallahassee Talks in Tallahassee. The good people over there, Barry Kay and all of his crew, happy Thanksgiving to you folks. And all, for all that you do, we are thankful for keeping us on the air. And we have with us the very capable, the very insightful, I would say, and dedicated Mary Ballard, who is the program coordinator of Catholic Charities and the director of this year's Christmas Connection 2013. Mary, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We're glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for spending Thanksgiving with us. And we have Patricia McCray, who for her part is a volunteer and a member of the planning committee for Christmas Connection 2013. How are you, Patricia?
Doing well. Thank you, Brian.
Are you stuffed with all the Thanksgiving goodies that you've been enjoying, huh?
Very much so. Very, very much so.
So here we are enjoying the weekend that we look forward to. And between all the gatherings and the meals and the parade and football, it's just a great time of celebration as we walk into the kickoff, we'll say, of the rest of our holidays, especially the Christmas season. And here we have Christmas Connection, this beautiful effort on your part as an initiative of Catholic Charities to reach out to families in our community. You've been doing this for a long time, haven't you, Mary?
I tell you, Catholic Charities has been doing this for 34 years, but we couldn't do it without the support of the entire community.
It really is that way, isn't it?
It is.
Patricia, is that how you got involved with Christmas Connection?
Yes, it is. I got involved with Christmas Connection at a time that I had a need.
And you saw the direct results of that personally.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I relate to that. I remember when our kids were little, some many, many years ago, and I worked for a company that basically laid everybody off just before Christmas.
It was like
in November, yeah.
Wow.
And so both my wife and I were without work, and we had two little kids, and, you know, we had just bought our first house, and... Wow.
That's tough times.
And I can say that at that time, there were those who reached out to us. And I remember coming out of church one Sunday morning, finding a couple of plastic bags full of toys hanging on the side of the van kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Somebody just knew that we were in need and reached out to us. Patricia, I'm sure you can relate to that.
Yes, yes, I can. During the time that I reached out to Christmas Connection, I had gone through a very serious illness. And I know that many of your listeners probably can relate to diabetes and high blood pressure, which is hereditary. And I suffered from that. And due to the years of that, I lost kidney function. And at that time, I couldn't work. And I was in a temporary position where if I didn't work, I didn't accumulate any hours to be paid. So therefore, I couldn't work. I had no income. I had no way to feed my three children. I was a single parent, and Christmas Connection was there to bless me.
And that was some years ago. Mary, you mentioned 34 years that you guys have been doing this. And this goes on not just during the Christmas holiday, but it really is a year-round effort, isn't it?
It absolutely is. One of the things that we're real proud of regarding Christmas Connection is that we're able to, due to the generosity of the community, use those dollars collected to assist families throughout the year with utility bills or rental assistance. And this year, we have a new program that we are looking to kick off in the spring, and it's called Getting Ahead, and we will teach some of our Christmas Connection program, Christmas Connection families about how to get ahead and move from poverty to middle class, and this is a curriculum that has been successful in other Catholic Charities offices, and so we're excited to bring it to Leon County and to assist our families with true self-sufficiency, a gift that they can pass on to the next generation.
Yeah, some of the people that you know are on your list for this year.
Well, you know, they may be neighbors of yours or mine. Everyone has a hardship in life, but we try to spread out our assistance to young and old. So there's some elders on our caseload this year. We have veterans. We have single mothers. We have people that have had significant illness, like Patricia was just speaking about. Just an array of people who impacted by fires. Just an array of special needs.
Mm-hmm. I was reminding our listeners earlier, at the top of the show, how we got involved as an organization years ago with this advertising campaign we call Help Us Help Christmas Connection, right?
Right.
So that whole message is really designed to get us thinking. And we try to get out there even as early as October to say, it's time. We need to start thinking about what we're going to set aside or what we're going to do to contribute. And sometimes that is not in the form of a donation. Maybe that's volunteering our time. And I know that you have a wonderful group of volunteers. We're going to find out more about those folks when we come back after the break. You have for yourself personally, Mary, made a commitment, not just to Christmas Connection, not just Catholic Charities, but you're rooted here in this community in the North Florida area in Tallahassee. And I want to find out more about some of your personal involvement, your history here. Folks, we are glad you've tuned in on this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. A bit chilly out there, but listen, I mean, why not? What else are we going to do? We'll wrap ourselves up and we'll have the fire going, and maybe we'll be having some leftovers a little bit later today. and hopefully you've got some family and friends around you. This is a good time, is it not, to sit back a little bit and reflect on the many ways in which God has blessed us through the year, and certainly at this time when we are headed into the Christmas season. We're glad you've joined us. If you've missed any of our broadcasts, do not be dismayed, because we have saved them for you. You can find every show we've broadcast in our 3 years right there at TallahasseeTalks.com. So you go to TallahasseeTalks.com, go to the archive. You can even search on a guest name if you don't remember the date. You can search on a topic, and it'll bring that up for you in its entirety. So you can listen to the whole show and not have missed one precious moment of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're glad you're part of it. Oh, by the way, email us if you have a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider. Simple enough, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call. I will try not to sing out of key.
Yeah. Oh, baby, hide it. So we're back with Mary Ballard, and we're talking with her and Patricia McCray, who've joined us, talking about Christmas Connection. TheChristmasConnection.org is your website, is it not?
That is.
Good place to go to find out all about this organization. And by the way, if you are listening to the show and you personally have a need, or you know of a loved one or a family member, perhaps a friend, a neighbor who could use some help, that's a good place to go. You've got a special section of the website, do you not, that tells us about how we can get assistance.
Right. If you go to the website, thechristmasconnection.org, there's a tab there, Brian, that says needs help. And if you click on there, it gives you some information as to how to go about getting assistance. We already have our 500-plus families identified for this year, but it does help people get connected to the services they may need.
Right. That's an important thing, too, to understand, I think, mm-hmm. in as much as when we look at Christmas Connection, Patricia, you might even speak to this. It's not a quick fix sort of solution. It's not just walking in and grabbing food off the shelf. It's about getting in touch with professional people who themselves are dedicated to helping. And how does that work?
Yes. I like to be a little bit more detailed about how I was helped. I went to Catholic Charities. My kidneys failed earlier in the year, between March and April. After about 4 weeks in the hospital, I was immediately set for a dialysis. And during that time, if any of you are aware and know about dialysis, it's a commitment of 3 days a week where you're getting treatment to have your blood cleansed. Well, when I reached out to Catholic Charities to get assistance, because I had no money to pay rent, to pay a utility bill, or to buy food, the young lady there helped me. She paid my rent for me directly to the landlord. They provided me food. They also provided a small gas car for me to go to and from dialysis. And the most impressive thing that happened, as I said, this was in March, April, that I received the assistance. They paid the rent for me March, April, and May. It was 4 months, and my utility bill for 4 months. Then they followed up with me that December with Christmas Connection to help my children with toys and to help us again with food. Mm-hmm. And it was just a matter of when my nurse assistant told me that I should go to Catholic Charities. I went in, I completed the information, they verified all of my information, and Brian, they were professionals, they cared, they had compassion for me and my children. It was just amazing. And I truly believe that in our community, with their help, and there are so many others out there that need help, and as you said, if there are families or folks that you know that need help, send them to Catholic Charities, and of course send them to the Christmas Connection. But most importantly, it's important for the ones of us to give, and that's what I believe in my heart. I was helped so humbly and graciously that I want to give back, not only with service and work, but with items for Christmas Connection, perishable foods, so that we can pass it forward to help someone else in need.
Yeah, that really is the story. And so for that reason, folks, I would encourage you to look at how many ways there are for us to get involved. Patricia, you just shared that touching account of your own personal experience. If Christmas Connection had not been there, can you imagine what life would have been like for your family?
There would not have been any toys for the kids.
Yeah.
None.
And you know, Mary, I think that part of it for me resonates, because so many times, as a parent, as a father, as a husband, my challenge has been, how do I care for my loved ones? And my biggest enemy there is discouragement. So when you come along and provide even that little bit of assistance, it really does keep me focused on, I can get through this.
Yes.
My family will be okay. We can stay together, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Christmas Connection provides just hope and, you know, and joy. Mm. And that's what this community is bringing to these families when they participate. Mm. Mm. And that's what they need, just to keep going.
Well, see, sometimes. That's the point, isn't it? It's not just about a little toy or some food. It's about the hope then that represents to that family, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Patricia, to me, Mary, is an example of the type of people who volunteer their time. I know you've got so many folks that are at your side.
Right.
Tell us about those people. Why are they doing this, do you think?
Well, you know,
is it similar?
It puts meaning in the season for many of our volunteers, and so many have received some type of assistance from the generosity of others in the past, and it is their way to give back. And we have volunteers that have been helping us for 25 years now, and that says a lot. They believe in the program, and it I think in giving they receive, and it fills them up this season. And I think that's the beauty of it. People say, "How do you get the energy to pull this off?" And it, you know, there is a synergy that comes from doing it with these dedicated volunteers. So last year we had over 700 volunteers that participated. It was a tremendous effort, and we were able to give out gifts of value somewhere between $380,000 to $500,000 worth
remarkable.
Of gifts just through the donations that came in.
It helps on the utility side too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's a big utility bill. You have to pay for that electricity out there.
It is, and we look for others in the community to contribute to that. Usually the power bill for a space as large as we need for that 30-day period is somewhere in the ballpark of $5,000,
$6,000.
Wow. And
where are you located this year?
This year we have a new location, and we definitely want to get the word out about that. And we're at 1390 Village Square Boulevard, Suite 1, which is right next to Fresh Market in the Village Commons Shopping Center.
Okay. Yeah, and that used to be what the Turner Furniture place.
Exactly.
There, right? Okay.
Right.
So that'll be good for us to recall. Easy for us to recall. And if I have a desire to give a donation, I can stop by during the hours of operation there at the headquarters, can't I?
You can, and the hours of operation are Monday through Saturday. We're 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then on Sundays, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And you can make a donation there directly at the site. We can give you a tax receipt, and you can also make donations online at thechristmasconnection.org.
Yeah. And folks, let me say one more thing about that. About 15 years ago, we decided as an organization here to create this program we call Help Us Help Christmas Connection. So your local Burger King is another place where you can stop by anytime and leave a donation there at one of our donation boxes. You'll see they're brightly colored with the poster on there that says Help Us Help Christmas Connection. And then we take responsibility for gathering all of those donations, and we deliver them directly to Christmas Connection headquarters just in time so that for their folks can get those out to those families. Just makes it a little easier for you. You can even go through the drive-through and tell the person there at Burger King, here, put this in the box. So that's an easier way. If it's easier for you, we're glad to help in that way. And we want you to stay tuned with us because we're going to learn more about Christmas Connection and its mission here in our community right after this. Time now for another edition of IMAX UMAX with Emily Brown.
I'm Emily Brown with this week's IMAX UMAX update. IMAX 3D at the Challenger Learning Center is the ultimate movie experience. I think you'll agree if you check out our new film, Ender's Game, now playing on the giant screen. Ender's Game details an epic adventure to save the human race based on the best-selling, award-winning novel by Orson Scott Card. The film stars Harrison Ford and young actor Asa Butterfield of Martin Scorsese's 2011 hit, The Invention of Hugo Cabret. Also this weekend, the Challenger IMAX will be showing Gravity 3D, Jerusalem 3D, and several other fantastic IMAX documentaries in our library. Showtimes for Ender's Game and more can be found at www.challengertlh.com or by calling 850-644-IMAX. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205, or online at merrymaids.com. So we're back, and we are closing up the rest of the show here with Mary Ballard, who is the program coordinator of Catholic Charities and director of this year's Christmas Connection 2013, and along with Patricia McCray, who is a planning committee member, a volunteer with Christmas Connection. Ladies, I think back to those days when I was a young father, and it did encourage me. Because someone had reached out and never identified who they were, they simply wanted to contribute in a manner that they knew was meaningful at the time. And honestly, I can't remember what was in those bags, but I'll never forget how I felt driving home and knowing that there was someone there who cared about my welfare. Mary, you work with families all through the year, this organization that cares for hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people really are affected across mm-hmm. the Big Bend area. So it's not a one-day event, is it?
No, absolutely not. There are people suffering in our community every day, and Christmas Connection can assist all year long. We, for instance, I can think of a case of a young single mom who was thinking about taking her life when she came to Christmas Connection. She just didn't feel like she could provide for her children, and she was at her wit's end as to how to provide for them, and she didn't have any emotional and family support. So Catholic Charities became that support, and we were able to help her get rehoused and get stable, get the psychological support that she needed in terms of referrals. And then the family is now a part of our Christmas Connection network in terms of they will receive Christmas Connection this year.
That's awesome.
And then you know, throughout the year, then that might be a family that we would identify as someone to participate in our classes that we'll be offering. So unfortunately, we won't be able to have all 500 families participate in the classes, but we'll work with the case managers to find out who would be the best fit and be most successful.
Well, you certainly are doing something right, because I know in talking with the headquarters, I guess the diocese over there in Pensacola, and talking with some of those folks about Tallahassee, they were pretty candid about how much they admire what Christmas Connection is doing in this community, so much so that their remarks had to do with seeing Tallahassee as a model for the rest of these other communities, and that you really have this thing moving in a direction that is phenomenal. Patricia, has that been your experience?
Yes, it has been. And for the Catholic Charities Christmas Connection to be so professional, so willing, and again, as I say, so humble and caring to give and to help, that support, as you said, it just lifts you to know that you can make it through, that there is someone that cares. And it's a blessing to be able to have such a great Catholic Charities and Christmas Connection team in this community.
You know, and the reality is, John, and I think we may have alluded to this a little earlier, Christmas Connection is available to everyone. And so it doesn't matter whether you consider yourself even religious or certainly Catholic. You guys are there for everybody, for all of us. And I think that really speaks to me when I find out that the city employees decided to get together and have some fun, and in the process came up with personal donations that they offered on your behalf. So they must see that same thing. And Patricia, you're a city employee.
Yes.
Do you agree?
I agree. I agree. And as an employee, we see some of the hurt and pain that our citizens go through. And it's such a great, great group of city employees that give and work to give. I mean, it's every day where we're extending a hand, we're helping, and we're providing all the resources that we can to help our citizens. So it's great.
Well, and I've lived in this community now 35 years, and it's been evident to me over the years in many different ways the way the city people really work hard to do the very best they can for all of us. Mary, you've been a part of Tallahassee for some time. How did you get involved with this whole effort?
Well, I've been in Tallahassee since 1995, and I was raised in a military family, and community, it was an important part of growing up. So, getting located in any town, when I moved to Tallahassee, I didn't know a soul. So, I look for opportunities to get connected. And, that can come in many different forms, whether it's walking out on a ball field with your glove and saying, I want to be on the team, or starting at your neighborhood association, which I began and get connected just in my own neighborhood, and then grow that out and serve on a city committee to better our community. I love Tallahassee. Having lived in many places in the nation and abroad, I picked Tallahassee because of the sense of community. And it wasn't often I got to pick where I was going to live, being a military dependent. Just getting involved with Christmas Connection, though, I became aware of it through my church community. And then when I took the position as program coordinator with Catholic Charities, it became one of my major projects, and honestly, one of my favorite ones. And I look forward to it growing every year, and utilizing all the ideas and the gifts and talents that all the volunteers bring to it, because it's with those ideas that we're able to make it better every year.
Do you get an opportunity yourself to share some of your story with those families that you're there to assist them so that they can grow? Is that right, Patricia?
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. As Mary knows, I don't mind sharing my story about how I was helped. As a matter of fact, when she attended the employee luncheon hosted by the Underground Utilities, she asked me to speak. And everybody that knows me knows that I'm not shy about sharing all of the great things that Catholic Charities Christmas Connection blessed me with. So I had an opportunity to share my story.
Yes.
And it must have been over 1,500 employees there.
Right.
And Brian, I must say, when I started to speak, it was a complete silence.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Everybody paid attention.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. I'm thankful.
Look at that. Well, we are thankful, are we not? Here we are, Thanksgiving weekend 2013, and we thereby now declare Christmas has begun. And so as we walk forward through this celebration of Christmas once again, folks, we want you to be a part of that joy that comes from giving. And there are so many different ways to give. We acknowledge that, of course, and lots of deserving charitable work. Here's an example with Christmas Connection that all of us who are a part of it in one way or another have found it to be particularly contributive. And so we invite you to be a part of that. Again, you can stop by a local Burger King, get some great food, by the way, and then leave a donation there at one of our Help Us Help Christmas Connection boxes. We'll be in the Christmas parade a week from today, next Saturday night. You'll be looking for you out there in the crowd. We'll have our Help Us Help Christmas Connection train making its way to Christmas Connection headquarters with all of those gifts that you have provided. Folks, thank you for being a part of this show. You are what it is all about. That's why we're here every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, Freedom 93, where we bring you Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.